The purpose is to try to bring very Africa together. As you know, that political parties, whether ruling parties or opposition parties, have got members in the grassroots, as well as they are the leaders of the society. So bringing African political parties together will fast-track Africa's economic, social, and political integration.
So, Professor, what was the outcome of the meeting? Give me one or two accomplishments of the meeting.
One, the Khartoum Declaration, which looked into all issues of interest to Africa, including economic integration, including world trade, including conflicts. The other is the establishment of the council itself, with Khartoum as a base, an election of a president, four vice presidents, and a secretary, and an executive committee. But the most important outcomes is bringing African political parties together for the first time in the history of the continent.
What type of political parties attended this meeting? Are you talking about opposition parties or both opposition and ruling parties?
According to the proposed statute, which was endorsed by the General Assembly of the African political parties, two largest parties in every country as being met of their membership in the elected parliament of their country were invited. In some African countries, those two political parties were forming a coalition in a government. In other African countries, they are the government party and the opposition party.
Your president, Mr. Omar al-Bashir, had said that this meeting is one of the basic steps to unite Africa. How is that possible when every political party in each country may have its own philosophy?
You know, ideology doesn't matter in this case, as far as we believe that Africa comes first. Our founding fathers who liberated Africa from colonialism were looking forward in a pan-Africanist movement to unite Africa. That has failed. Now, in this year and in this month in particular, the African Union is celebrating 50 years of the foundation of the Organization of African Unity, which is now the African Union. So this conference will support whatever the executive in a summit or in the union in general will do in order to fast-track Africa's unity and economic and social and political integration.
Professor, does your government respect the existence of opposition political parties?
Definitely. In the parliament, we have got opposition parties. We have got a main opposition, which is a popular Congress party led by Trabi. And outside, there is a national alliance, which is a group of opposition parties who are day by day battering the government and trying to replace the government through political and democratic means.